This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. If I played bumper music, it would be like We Are Family, Sly and the Family Stone. We'll look at all that kind of bumper music today. Because, man, it's an Evans family show. Yeah. Hey, Bingo, how you doing?
I didn't think we were on yet.
No, we are definitely on, live and in living color, as they say. How you been?
All right, I'm doing fine.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, I like to make a shout-out. Traditionally, my workers love it when I give them a shout-out. Yep. So we got Dan working today, and because of the rain yesterday, and then we have Aaron and Zane are working today.
Really?
Yeah. So we got three different people working today, and that's... They always say, make sure you mention my name on the radio. So
Aaron's wife didn't get him off today? Didn't get a chance to get him off on a vacation day today?
It's great with Sam. If I need Aaron to work,
yeah,
hey, Sam, and then I'll make him work.
Yeah. You know what? And if Sam says, hey, boy, go to work, he goes to work.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to mess with a pregnant girl.
No.
You never want to upset a pregnant girl. One of my favorite people is in the studio with us as well, and I've had a chance to deal with Al Emmons for a while, and he's been on the show, but it's been a long time. And he is the owner and founder of Love Thy Neighbor Foundation. Al, how you been?
I'm alive. You said this is
you look
alive.
Good.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it's you know what I love is you're always smiling. You're always extremely kind to me, and I appreciate that. Everything going pretty well with Love Thy Neighbor Foundation?
Well, we're ready to make the next steps. And we've been helping a lot of people, which I'll get into in a little bit. We're doing pretty good.
So, Bingo, when we had the first conversation, and I remember this, it was in our conference room years ago, and you said, hey, my dad has started this foundation called Love Thy Neighbor, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but you might want to talk to him about it. And then when I talked to him about it, my mom passed a couple of years ago, and there's so many things that Love Thy Neighbor does that I wish I had known prior to my mom passing. I just didn't know about it. And then as I started working with Al, with this foundation, all the different things, the tips and the people that will help our older people in our community, I didn't know anything about it. And I wish I had known prior because it would have made my mom's life, I think, a little bit easier.
Yeah, well, I know they have a marketing problem, and that's where you're going to come in.
I am.
When we get done with this, we'll talk about you doing a marketing program for them.
I love that.
Yeah, seems like a well-kept secret. It's spreading out further and further. It's actually reached out to people at Burlington now because, my dad got an email saying, hey, I got a bathroom out in Burlington. We can't get anybody to do it because it was a big stand-up, handicapped
sure.
person, MLS. And he was a war vet, so I took it personal. I said, okay, he's a war vet. So my dad said, can you go out and help this guy out? And we did. They got big stand-up drawing and stuff. It's just amazing. I can't believe that people are just turning this guy down, but they did. So that's what that group did. The group helped him get this bathroom set up, and then The VA paid for part of it. So it was a really great thing that those guys did.
Hey, Alan, and that was the part we talked before the show. You said, look, I don't mind talking and highlighting Love Thy Neighbor, but let's make sure that we address how we're working together hand in hand with people in the trades.
You know, you guys both just stole my thunder.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
It's exactly what I wanted to open with.
Good. Let's talk about that.
So two things. If you don't mind, I would like you to repeat, because what you said to begin with is so important and exactly what I started the foundation about. You know, I had a personal thing happen in my family.
Sure.
And I realized that the caregivers, like yourself and your brother, did not have the information that they needed to make different decisions to make their loved ones happier.
100%.
Yeah.
And, so, and Al, the thing, and if I could stop you for a second, we knew that there may be some services that we could reach out to. But it was trying to find, and they were all over the place, and we were trying to figure out which service worked best and who recommended what. What I love about the website, and we'll continue to talk about lovethyneighborfoundation.org, it's all in one place. And I think what you've done and the amount of time that you have taken to give this website to people to say, look, it's a one-stop shop. If you need to find a company that can help your mom or your dad a grocery shop or get to a doctor's appointment or go to church, it's all here in one spot. And I think, Al, I thank you for that. I wish I had known about it before, but the people that are going to benefit from this are people like me. Because you don't want to, after you have to bury your loved one, to say, man, I wish I would have known this was there for us. And you've put this thing together to make it a lot easier for people like me.
Exactly. As far as I know, we're the only ones that are a hub like this. You know, you can call ARIS, you can call Department of Aging, you can call the different places, and they're going to say, here's what we have for transportation. As an example.
Yes.
Well, we have like 10 different forms of transportation. I have a gal working, you know, Eileen Soto.
Oh, yes.
Okay, she's the website builder. Now, she's been working diligently for the last 5 years, putting together all of the things that are available so they are in one spot. So we're going to say lovethyneighborfoundation.org. If you're listening now, it would be very important for you to write that down. We have a lot of people look up Love Thy Neighbor Foundation, but there's so many of them. But lovethyneighborfoundation.org is going to be helpful to each and every person that's listening at this time. It's very, very important to them.
It is. And look, I would go on that website, and I'm on it now. And don't think that you're going to go there and spend 3 minutes and then go shopping or get out the door. Make sure that you've got some time to spend on this website, because there's so much valuable information. You know, everything from, like we had talked about, transportation to companionship to medical alerts, home safety, home hospice, state financial assistance. It's everything across the board. And when you find what you're looking for, then click that on, and you'll be able to look at just a tremendous amount of information. And Eileen, I have to thank her, because she has spent a lot of time on this website.
Oh, absolutely. And then we want to tie that in with what Bingo does also, because he's... And when I told you he stole my thunder,
yeah.
I was going to talk about that guy.
Well, let's do that because we just touched on it. But Al and Big O, when somebody who is struggling, and this is a veteran who says, look, I need help, and there are some companies in the trades that are so busy right now, and they go, look, we don't, this is not something we can't do right now. But then you have companies and guys like Bingo, and the apple didn't fall far from the tree. because you were his dad, to understand the importance of giving back to people in the community. And I think that's where the tie comes, right?
That's where the tie comes, yeah. Yeah, the foundation is to help people. And we're asking people to not only look up our website, but we have an advocate. There's a telephone number in there, and the telephone number is important because you call a 414-562-6666. That's 414-562-6666, and you're going to get a hold of Eileen. Now, I'll tell you why that's important. Sometimes even the best of websites, and we're improving our website all of the time, but sometimes even the best of websites are a little confusing and hard to navigate. And we're not talking about senior citizens that are going to jump on there, because a lot of the senior citizens are going to, like your mother would not have. But you would.
Correct.
Or your brother would.
Correct. Or my sister.
So we're talking about the caregivers. We're talking about how we can help the caregivers navigate the system. So now we get a simple phone call. Now, I do want to tie Bingo, and I want to call Creative Construction and all of the other people like Current Electric and the people that have helped. Because when you touched on this in the first place, this guy has MS.
Okay.
And they're frustrated. As they said, can you possibly help us? You know, so what do we do? Well, the foundation really doesn't do anything. We're a Jerry Seinfeld show. But what we do is we're like Angie's List. What we do is we say to the people, look, we're going to have you talk to Bingo. And Bingo, because Bingo was president of NARI,
right.
And he has so many contacts. I think there's like 700, I bet he knows 699 of them.
Right.
You know, it's phenomenal who he knows and how he can help. Now, the Creative Construction took a group of people and got that guy. Imagine if you're being bathed by your wife all the time, and now you're able to bathe yourself.
Right. Just the freedom behind that.
Oh,
for him.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, they could do everything else together, but they,
right.
You know.
And, just give me 10 minutes to go take a bath, right?
I have many stories to tell you about how children would just as soon not bathe their parents.
100%.
You know, or people like that.
And so parents don't want their children bathing them either, so come give us a hand. Listen, when you started this, Alan, we've got three more segments, and we're going to introduce Virginia here in the next segment, who's joined us as well. But when you started Love Thy Neighbor Foundation, and I know it was a personal tragedy in your life that made you think and go, look, I need to be able to help other people. Did you have any idea when you started this that it would get to the point that it is now, with the amount of things that you're able to let people know that you guys can help them at different areas? And you said you're kind of like Seinfeld. I don't believe that. You know what? I think by you putting this website up, not only, you know, the planning part, the services part, the, hey, we want to move part, the things to do, the health, all of the things that you are able to assist people, even if it's just by going to this website. Did you have any idea when you started this it would get to the point that it isn't today?
There's a lady that came to us and said, my husband is so afraid of that time when he has to go to the hospital because he has cancer. And we told her about hospice and what they could do.
Yeah.
And people like Big O came to the house, took a bedroom apart, actually put it in a garage and put a new bedroom in there. And the man was able to die in his own home. How happy that made him.
Oh, man.
And his family, that they didn't have to go to hospital in the last days of his life. Now, physically, what we're saying is we didn't do anything. But
mentally.
In my heart, I'm saying, I don't care how much money it cost me in the last 5 years to put this together. That's why my daughter's here, because they're moving to the next stage. They're going to help me. But all of the time and the effort and the monies that I put into it, I'm saying Was it worth it? It was worth it for that starfish.
He is Al Emmons. Look, if you can't hear the passion in his voice, let me tell you about the passion. You know, when he tells stories like this, and again, I've spent many of meetings with Al, and not for any other reason than I enjoy the time that I spend with him, and he's very funny. But when he gets very passionate about Love Thy Neighbor Foundation, it brings me to tears because it, you know, it still is relatively fresh that my mom passed, and I miss her. I miss her a lot. And if we could have, you know, made things easier for her, she lived at the Catholic home, but there are things that would have been easier for her had we known about this website, lovethyneighborfoundation.org. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to talk to Bingo Emmons, owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin, Al Emmons from Love Thy Neighbor Foundation. And I can tell you, Virginia Emmons, she came a little late, but she looks good. Virginia, how are you, by the way?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
We're going to talk to Virginia. There's an event coming up that we're going to talk a little bit about. We don't have all the final details, but it's going to be an interesting event and a fun event for that matter. We'll talk to Virginia about that on the other side. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric. It is 8:19. It's Dance Party Saturday. Cannot believe Virginia Emmons got some rhythm, I can tell you that. We are joined by Virginia and Al Emmons. Bingo Emmons is my co-host. Perfect song, perfect bumper song for this show. Bingo, the owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin, go to callcreativeconstruction.com. Virginia, owner of Field Workshop Educate Tomorrow in Greendale. How is business by you, by the way?
It's doing amazing. We opened a splatter room last weekend.
I'm looking at it. Is this the picture right here?
Yep, it's a glow-in-the-dark splatter room. So you go in, you get all geared up, and you get three sets of paint, a canvas, and you gear up in raincoats and shower caps so you don't get the paint on you, and you just go crazy.
TheFieldWorkshop.com, located on Broad Street in Greendale. And go to that website and that first picture. You get an idea exactly what Virginia is talking about. Hey, we were talking with Al and Love Thy Neighbor Foundation, and there's a senior prom that you're involved in.
Oh my goodness, this is going to be probably the highlight of the year, especially since so many people have been stuck at home.
Oh, unbelievable.
So we wanted to do an event that would bring people together in a safe and healthy way. And so October 1st, we're holding a senior prom for older adults.
Well, I kind of hope my wife isn't listening right now, because senior year, I instead of going to prom, I went to Florida with my cousin and hung out with my brother in Tampa. And my wife and I started dating a few weeks later, and she still messes with me on that. And if she's listening right now, she's going to be like, man, you're going to take me to that prom, and they better play like Stairway to Heaven or something so we can dance.
Absolutely, and that's what we're doing is right now is we're collecting members of the community. We have a couple of gentlemen who are in their 70s who have agreed to be our opening music. We're still, zeroing in on our main band, but the whole thing will be done and for older adults.
Do we know yet? We're not sure of the location yet?
We're hoping and pretty certain that we can get St. Alphonsus.
That would be awesome.
In Greendale. Roy Ryman built a new hall there, and it would be the perfect location. But the sister's out of town, so...
So we'll figure that. We will figure that out. And if you're looking to maybe be involved in this, and there's going to be information coming, how to sponsor a table, to be a title sponsor, also collecting food and beverage sponsors and silent auction items. Make sure that you get in contact with me on some of that stuff, and I can help you. And if there's any way for me to assist in this, I'm not sure I'm putting on a leisure suit and the chains. I don't think any of those fit anymore, but that's all right.
I'll find you something.
I bet you will. That makes
actually
me
not
afraid.
Me, your wife, since you never took her to the prom.
Anyway, Virginia, we're going to cut you loose. You can't be in the studio anymore. I'm just kidding. Hey, Al, how fun this is going to be. That's what a fun event on October 1st.
Well, I'm very happy that they're doing this and in the first place, because I've been funding this for a long time, and it is time for us in order to go to the next level. But I'm going to need more funds than what I'm able to put into the foundation. So this is going to be kind of a very happy thing. And right now, I think because I'm like you that haven't, I'm so anxious to see you do the basketball boogie.
Yeah, I'll do it right now for you for $10. Okay. I'll pull out your wallet. Oh, listen, but I'm keeping my shirt on. I can tell you that much. That whole rhythm thing. I think that this is going to be such a fun event for people to try to kind of go back and relive those high school days where, look, I was way better back then, I think. And to be able to go and see other people from the area, people that we know from different... I know a bunch of people that went to Pius in Dominican. I went to Mesmer. And to be able to see some people, to hear some music from our day back then, and then just be able to hang out and have fun, I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, and what we're finding is, as we talk about it in the community, as soon as I say senior prom, people's eyes shift and it goes back to a memory. So just in even the concept of it, it seems like, older adults are reliving their 40 years ago. And when you, on a, spiritual level, when you reflect on something from 40 years ago, your body actually becomes 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So by doing this, what we're doing is just helping people and tap into their inner child.
And it's okay for me to then be immature again.
Yes.
Well, again, notice I use the word. Don't roll your eyes at me. Don't do that. Hey, Bingo, this event, again, on October 1st, and is it a Love Thy Neighbor event, first of all, or is it just in conjunction with Love Thy Neighbor?
It's a Love Thy Neighbor event, but 40 years ago, well, I was married and had several children at that time.
Just 10.
Would you try?
Just only 10. You should have went for 11.
Would you try 62 years ago?
Oh, man. Well, that's, 40 years ago. I'd have to go a little bit, but not much past that. This is going to be an event, I think, Bingo, that I think it'll be an annual. And because of the age of some of the people, look, new people will come. Some people might drop out, but it's an event, I think, for people that will be excited about doing this. If I was a florist in Greendale, I'd make sure that everybody had the corsage, you know, the whole high school homecoming prom kind of thing. But I would assume
that's what I'm talking about. You need to be their marketing guy. You need a marketing guy.
Well,
I there's a lot of sponsors on that thing that I think would have fun with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Creative Construction is one of our lead sponsors, and we can't be more grateful that they're stepping up to be one of the first ones to.
You know, if Deb would come in studio to talk more about it, that would be helpful.
That could be one of the auctions. That could be one of the auctions, right?
Talk about senior prom. I got some great pictures of Bingo and senior prom, and I think his suit was light blue.
Yeah, and the puka beads. Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me, we're putting those up on some websites. Right. I want those pictures. By the way, what made you come up with this idea?
I'm in the nonprofit world, and my husband's nonprofit had the seniors in high school plan a senior prom for, at the time, it was independent living homes. And I just loved the concept and just thought, you know, at some time we should do this. And this is, you know, the perfect opportunity. My dad's, like he said, been supporting Love Thy Neighbor, and Bingo has been supporting Love Thy Neighbor as a, you know, as a gift from their heart. But, you know, me, I've been in the nonprofit world for 20 years now. My dad's not getting younger.
He's, you know what, but
neither is Bingo. And I'm actually was just reading a, I'm 46. I'm my dad's youngest child. And I was reading a brochure for Senior Olympics, and I qualify at the age of 40. So, you know, we want to set up some things so that we there's some longevity here.
I think that's a great idea. I do. October 1st is the event. How do people, we'll have it, information on lovethyneighborfoundation.org. Is there another way for people to get information on it yet?
Yes, they can call Eileen at the Love Thy Neighbor number. And she
that's 414-562-6666.
414-562-6666. And it will be, once all the information is rock solid, I'm sure it'll be up on the website, lovethyneighborfoundation.org. Guys, let's get to a break. On this side of the break, we'll continue to talk about this event, but I want to kind of get back to Love Thy Neighbor and the tie-in with some of the people in construction and trade. And Bingo, I'm gonna start with you and talk about when you have to call some of these other NARE members or people in the construction field, the kind of response that you get when you talk to them about helping people in need. We'll do that on the other side. He's Bingo Emmons, owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin. Go to callcreativeconstruction.com. Al Emmons, the founder of the Love Thy Neighbor Foundation, and Virginia Emmons, Field Workshop Educate Tomorrow. It is located in Greendale, and they've started this. Go to their website. That first picture is really fun for me.
Just let you know, Debbie and I did that.
You did?
Boy, it was a blast.
You did this?
Yeah. I didn't want to at first, but then she made me. So then we did it, and it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute experience, and everybody gets in there and just goes nuts. And we've got it's actually Facebook and Instagram pictures for, like, years.
That's awesome. Man, Field Workshop Educate Tomorrow. Again, they're located on Broad Street in Greendale, thefieldworkshop.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, the Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He is Bingo Emmons, owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin. Al Emmons, Love Thy Neighbor Foundation. He is the founder, and go to lovethyneighborfoundation.org. One word, lovethyneighborfoundation.org. And Virginia Emmons, Field Workshop Educate Tomorrow. And really, talking during the break, man, people have a good time and they bring their kids, and it's a really good thing in Greendale that you do for people all over Southeast Wisconsin. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. Hey, there is a health fair coming up, Al, July 27th from 9:30 to 11 at St. Al's in Greendale. I said, kind of explain what it is. And Virginia said it's a buffet of health things for not only for seniors, but for anybody. Blood pressure, hearing. There's a number of things you can do if you come to this health fair to get checked out to make sure you're healthy.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. And you go around. It's at St. Al's. Did you see that?
Yep, St. Al's.
Okay, and it's from 9:30 to 11, and the people will be able to go from booth to booth and get personal help. You know, something that if you're wondering about,
right?
You know, like the physical in-home physical therapy. You know, whether you want to do something like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun for people.
And the fact, and you said it during the break, you know, there are people that get up there in age that don't want to go to the doctor or hospital. They would prefer not to, because if there's bad news, they'd like to be able to go to a health fair like this and then get everything checked out at one point.
Yeah, they can't use money as an excuse.
Right, because it's free. Yeah.
And what happens a lot of times, the people that are elderly, they wait until it's too late. Right. This will help. This is a screening process that will help them get through, to let them know in advance. So sometimes they can cure this, or they can, or help them, you know, especially with the therapy. There's a lot of therapy testing to be doing there to see what you can do and can't do. You know, people get stairs, get to be a problem, handrails. There's things that we do. You know, I'll get my plug in an area. You know, we teach contractors now how to handle UDCP for, you know, making these changes for people that live in their houses forever.
You know that, and that's funny that you brought that up, because I wanted to start this segment with it. When I first started doing this show, and I don't even know how many years ago, but the idea of talking about aging in place was, we would have contractors in that would say, look, it's really uncomfortable to have that conversation with the homeowner, but we feel we need to. There's nothing uncomfortable about that anymore. It's just part of the conversation. How long do you want to stay in the house? You love your neighborhood. You love your house. You want to stay here longer. How can we make sure that you're comfortable and you can continue to do this as you age? And it's just now part of the conversation.
Yeah, it is. And our company actually offers a free evaluation. What we do is we send you a packet. We send you a packet that'll go through it. You can do it yourself. If you have questions about things, you can call me. I'm really not one of them salesmen that do that kind of things. This is something that we do as a free service. And we send them a packet that can actually help them go through. It goes through everything, every room, right? Is there every switch? Things go, you know, they teach you how to go around the house, make a fist, and be able to turn your water off and on, flush your toilet, and do all your functions with your hands closed, you know, and then you have the, you know, you bring the gauges out.
Sure.
Forward. They teach you how to check your own self. So, you know, when you're 50 or 60, you just check it out now. So, you know, if you want to live to your house longer, you can actually adjust.
You know, years ago, we had Jason and J&J Contractors come out to redo our bath. And they said, hey, listen, you don't have the grab bars in the bath, and you know, it's something we'd recommend that for you, or if you sell the house, you want to at least be able to have this in. And we're like, yeah, great, let's go ahead and do that. I can tell you that I had a back issue not too long ago and a hip issue not that long ago from doing this burn boot camp thing I do. And I was so happy that Jason and the people at J&J Contractors recommended that, because it was really helpful.
Yeah, and as you brought up J&J, I just reminded me of another one we did. This isn't just for senior citizens. UDCP, we teach people for a younger age. It was a guy with, you know, it was a motorcycle accident, right, paralyzed from neck down. And then we worked on his, we made his bedroom so he could function. And the guy can function around his house now. He can do everything from his wheelchair. He can work on his computer. But we had to help with that project, you know, redoing our house to make it so he could function.
Hey, Al, I know that we want to talk about more on the tie-in, not only with Creative Constructions Wisconsin, but the contacts that Bingo and Deb and Zach and Sam have in the construction industry. To be able to have Bingo make those calls, and I'm going to ask Bingo about the response he gets here in a minute, but to be able to go to him and say, look, we need your help over here. It's got to feel pretty good that he can just pick up the phone and make some phone calls.
Well, here's what happened. Because what we're in is that people, and we're crisis driven, but people say, hey, my dad needs a caregiver. My mom needs a caregiver. My aunt needs a, okay, now we get the caregivers good in the home, and then they call up Love Thy Neighbor and they say, hey, this home isn't, these people can't live like this. They don't know anything about, say, for instance, grab bars or what they can do in the kitchens and that. And Bingo is an inspector. He goes through houses and he helps people, but not just the bathroom, the whole building. And that's so important. And what we do is we help them sometimes find money, you know, to finance that thing,
right,
depending on your condition. Because there's all kinds of opportunities and grants, you know, for people to get. Even we can get grants to have caregivers paid for. There's let me just, I hope I have time for this.
Yeah, no, you
because
do.
This is so important. Because these people called up and said, we can't get help. You know, my husband has, and we're going to go back to that guy that has MS, and now he's got a dryer in a thing. That thing was $96,000, that bathroom was put together, all right, with one simple phone call to Love Thy Neighbor. And we did, now the rest we turned over to Bingo, who physically did that and put those people together. Not only did they put that bathroom together to make that, it's a life-changing event for that man.
You bet it is.
Right? Not only did that, but they found him the money to do it.
Well, there it is.
And I want to jump in and say, you know, it's not, I think the message that they're trying to give today is that, you know, let's not wait until you're in crisis. Let's not wait till we're 80 and have to do a bathroom remodel. You know, I'm in my 40s. I bought my first home a few years ago, and I actually bought an investment property. And when I'm looking at, like, remodeling, my neighbor just spent $100,000 on a remodel in her house, and you can't get in the bathroom. And so she could have, if had heard this radio program, thought about, okay, you know what? I'm thinking about going into her model. How can I increase the value of my home? How can I make sure that I'm here longer and can live out the rest of my days here? Even at, you know, I know this is her forever home, and she just made it impossible and spent $100,000 on something she can't stand.
And Virginia, and then to looking to when you do want to sell the home, to be able to say, hey, look, we are set. If you're an older couple, or you want to have your mom or dad come live with you, or they're going to visit for 2 weeks from Florida, this home is set for them.
Absolutely.
That just makes a world of difference for people that are looking to buy homes. And I think that's...
I Airbnb. I also rent out my home because I seasonally live here. And that's one of the first things that come up. Can I get in your downstairs bathroom?
Wow.
So for the long-term investment property, if you're doing investment properties and you want your home to be rentable, you have to think about more than just, you know, you and your kids.
100%. And the fact that, Al, the fact that, you know, when you got that call, and I love the fact, Virginia, you said, let's not wait until we're in crisis mode. But a lot of what you guys do, Al, is when people get to crisis mode, and I've got to believe that one of the reasons is guys like me, we've got a lot of pride. We have pride issues. Right? I don't want your, no, I can handle this. I'm a man. I'm good. I can handle this. And then I wait, and people wait until they get into that crisis mode instead of taking the advice from Virginia and saying, let's figure this stuff out now when we're not in crisis mode.
Oh, there's a thing called universal design. And probably Bingo should explain that, you know, to you. But we as a foundation, we say you have to look into this, because Virginia is here now. We went to a party at a person where they spent a lot of money on a house. And I, you know, I have trouble walking. I can't walk without a walker. I had a lot of trouble getting into their house. Just getting into their house.
Just getting in.
So if they ask me to come over, I'm thinking, you know, I feel so uncomfortable, you know, trying to get up the stairs. There's only one railing. I need two railings.
Right. You know, and so all of that, and he talked to Universal Design. It's not called aging in place anymore, right?
Yeah, Universal Design, that's what we teach at NARI. They teach you how to handle. It's not just, you know, we get people that are during an accident, right? They're in a wheelchair for life, right? So then we get a call and say, yeah, they're going to be coming from from the hospital next Friday. You know, I got to get the door open. You got to get the hallway open. You got to get the bathroom open. You got to get a walk-in shower. And, you know, that's what he says, we wait the crisis. Or sometimes there's nothing you can do.
Right.
Right. Nothing you can do about that. But
the aging part, you can't.
Yeah. The aging part, you do have some time. But I have somebody, you know, we just did one recently where the person wanted us to get in. He said, yeah, they're in a nursing home now. They had to put them in a nursing home because they couldn't put them in the house. So they want me to get the house ready so they could take them back out of the nursing home because, you know,
let's get that house ready because, as we talked that first segment, you know, I can tell you my mom liked living at the Catholic home. She did in the area she was in, but she always kept saying, I don't want to get moved over there. And so where she was, people would come check on her once, twice a day. But on the other side is people, it was constant care. And she got what she had hoped for. She didn't get what we hoped for, you know. It was too quick, I thought. And I talked to her on a Tuesday, and she was great. And Wednesday she didn't feel well, and Thursday she passed. There were things that had happened, you know. Look, COVID hit, and then this stuff happened. And when I asked her about, you know, how you doing with all this, she goes, I love it. I said, you love it? She goes, yeah, nobody bothers me. I go, don't you miss me? She goes, no, not so much. I miss those jelly donuts you bring me. And I said, well, I can bring more. She goes, well, you can't get to my room. I said, I can leave them at the front. I'll bring two. She goes, two? Bring four or five. And I said, you got it. I'll bring them Friday. And I never got there on Friday because Thursday she passed. So, you know what? I could have found somebody on lovethyneighborfoundation.org to go get those jelly donuts.
Yes.
I could have.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah. I would have certainly went down there, even though I would not have been able to see her. We're going to get to a break. We'll continue our conversation. Al Emmons, he's the founder of Love Thy Neighbor Foundation. Go to lovethyneighborfoundation.org. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric. Man, that was a quick break. We were having some fun, weren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we are joined. Bingo Emmons, my co-host. Al Emmons, his dad, Love Thy Neighbor Foundation. Virginia Emmons, Field Workshop, Educate Tomorrow in Greendale. Guys, I was talking to Virginia. You guys are talking about what we're going to talk about in the fourth segment. I want to keep talking about Love Thy Neighbor Foundation, Al.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. Because I would really like to let people know how important it would be for them, whatever their situation. Anyone that can hear my voice right now needs our help. There's somebody in their life that can't do what they used to do. And then they need the information that we had to help them. So I'm going to encourage them. Not only, it'd be really nice to look up the website, but not everybody and almost nobody can decipher it completely. So I would say call the 562-6666. That's a 414.
And you'll actually get a human being. That's the most important thing.
You
actually get a warm voice to talk to, and they'll direct you in the right spot.
She's not only warm, she has her heart in it.
I like
and
her.
And so you tell her your situation, because everybody's situation is different. And if they call and they do that, we can help them in ways that they can't imagine.
Right. And Eileen Soto is the person that we're talking about. And you're right. Her heart is in this with you.
Yeah.
And look, when I'm on the website, I think it's important that you listen to just a couple. I'm going to just read a couple of short notes that people have put on. I used Interfaith to clean up a yard and brush and tree trimming. Interfaith is a company that they found on your website. I was amazed at how many things this group is trying to do to help seniors. What a nice group. I found help with chimney repairs and lawn service. I got referrals to add a ramp to my deck. Through the home repair workshop I attended, I was able to find and hire a reliable partner to paint my home. These are just testimonials of a couple of people that have gone on lovethyneighborfoundation.org and left these. I called Stay at Home and Tom gave me an estimate for a project. Reasonable, and I will definitely use them. Just things that people found.
Here's the thing. You're saying things like that. You know, like, and last week, we got somebody to help a lady that wanted her windows cleaned.
Okay.
It's just as simple as that. But also last week, there's a lady, Jane, and she's been taking care of her mother, and they have, what do they call it, a gait belt.
Okay.
So the lady can't walk without somebody holding on with a gait belt. And she's been taking care of this lady for a very, very long time. And so we got, not only did we get her a caregiver, but we got her a grant in order to pay the caregiver. Now, she hasn't been out of the house. She called the other day and crying to us because she says, you know what? I'm going to be able to go boating, kayaking. She says, I can go kayaking. And she's so excited about how we changed her life because we got somebody to help her for what we call respite.
Hey, Virginia, and think about the feeling she had about going kayaking, and that's what Senior Prom is going to do too. You know,
absolutely.
Not to bring it and loop it back
yeah,
around,
absolutely.
But that's what I'm thinking. When she's thinking, look, I get to go kayaking again, now we talk about this October 1st event, and hopefully it's going to be at St. Al's, this Senior Prom. That's the same feeling when you said, look, when I talk to people about it, they go right back 40, 50 years to their Senior Prom.
Well, in my dad's case, he said 65 years.
I didn't want to. That was Virginia Emmons who said that. Hey, by the way, I emailed one of your grandkids yesterday. And said, hey, I'm going to ask Al who his favorite grandkid is. And this one said, he better be careful and answer the right way. So do you have a favorite grandchild?
He has 15. I'm in the room, Dad.
You know what? I have 5, and I love them all the same. But I'm going to you on this one. You love them all the same, don't you? All your grandkids. Boy, there it is. Yeah, silence.
Virginia wasn't here. She
hold on.
Say it.
Hold on. Let's pretend. I'm Al, and Sam is my favorite. Zach is my favorite. I'm not going anywhere with that. Hey, Bingo, we got about 1 minute left. I want to thank you and everybody from Creative Construction Wisconsin. Look, I've known you a long time, and where your heart is to be able to help people that you can help with either actually having your company or you do the work or finding people that will assist in it, I just thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, thank you for a compliment. Yeah, we, you know, the more you give, the more you receive. We start with that attitude, and it's just growing.
Yeah, I thank you for that. Virginia, first of all, thanks for showing. You know,
absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Great way to start a Saturday.
The two of the other boys here in the studio were like, yeah, she's still sleeping. She's not going to make it. And I'll tell you what, if you literally got out of bed and ran in, you put yourself together pretty well there for a minute. So thank you so much. Field Workshop, Educate Tomorrow in Greendale. Take a look at that. Ages from... People bring kids from all ages, right?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Adults like mm-hmm. Bingo.
It's a great thing to do with your grandparents, and you can even drop off your kids. Tonight's actually kids' night, so you can drop off your kids and go for dinner in Greendale.
Oh, I want to mention, one time I was there.
Back on Monday? Or
yeah. I was there. There's a whole group of older people there, right?
Yeah.
They're like painting wine glasses, and they're doing all, like they brought their own wine in, and they brought their own food in, and they're painting wine glasses and everything. It was awesome.
How fun.
Absolutely.
Al, it's so good to see you. LoveThyNeighborFoundation.org. Sir, I really appreciate your willingness to come in studio and let us just highlight, promote, and celebrate the work you guys are doing. So thank you.
I thank you too.
You bet. Mitch, nice job. job today. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.